Work teams are heading to the hurricane zone to help physically and spiritually. A rural people group in Venezuela catches the vision for missions, and a Vietnamese church planting ministry grows. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Victims of Hurricane Katrina in the United States are getting the essentials they need, and Christians are helping profoundly. World Hope International says they've been providing food and other essentials, but now their efforts are shifting to rebuilding, says Mike Takis. He says that they're organizing work teams to help in a number of ways.
Everything from distribution of food, we have construction workers coming down, assessing situations to help rebuild, repair those roofs, putting tarp down, putting plywood down eventually, to re-roofing all these houses that have been devastated by the hurricane.
Takis says this will allow World Hope to help the poor in Gulfport, Mississippi, and tell them about Christ.
A lot of these people don't have insurance, and they don't have the money to rebuild. We're going to need a lot of building supplies, from tar paper to roofing materials to construction workers coming down and actually helping do the work.
Pray, many aid workers are tired.
There's so much to do and not enough time.
Meanwhile, the Evangelical Free Church of America is quickly responding to the needs of hurricane victims. Donations are helping churches that have been affected by the hurricane in Louisiana, and churches in Texas helping with displaced families. Through their compassion ministries, they're focusing on the displaced while simultaneously organizing cleanup and rebuilding efforts in the name of Christ. Go to our website if you'd like to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. The problem of AIDS is far-reaching, devastating millions in many poverty-stricken countries. Relief for those suffering is slow at being delivered. Compassion International's Wes Stafford says the church is in a strategic position, and God's people are the key to dealing with the AIDS pandemic.
Everywhere where AIDS is ravaging the people, the church is in place. The church has the heart to do it. The church is doing what it can. And it's a golden opportunity to recognize that in the church, in the people of God, in these communities, is a viable, credible, grassroots delivery institution.
Stafford urges all believers to respond to this leprosy of our generation with the compassion of Christ.
The church in the West, here in the United States especially, we really need to awaken that. We need to do our part. We cannot simply look at this and walk away as if it's not our problem. If our brothers and sisters in Christ are willing to put their lives on the line to minister lovingly in the midst of this huge pandemic, then we in the West need to do our part.
We turn next to Venezuela, where the missions movement has taken off with the Maco tribe. New Tribes Missions' Greg Sanford says once one group responded to the gospel, they wanted to share the good news with others.
A number of the new believers, along with some of our missionaries, have been able to go to another Maco village quite a ways away and have been teaching and preaching there. And just recently, we got word that over 100 folks in the second location put their trust in Christ after finally understanding and grasping the gospel.
This group was recently baptized. Now Sanford says the team is working forward to make sure that the new church body has tools for growth.
The team there surely has the need of the Lord's wisdom and strength to keep pushing forward in the translation process to where someday we look forward to giving the church at least the whole completed New Testament canon in their language. And ultimately, trusting God to develop this new body of believers into a functioning church with its own leadership. And we trust even their ability then to go out and, you might say, in place number three, start the process all over again.
And talks with IN Network's Vietnamese ministry revealed a continued zeal for reaching their people. IN Network New Zealand will take on the support of 10 more church planters in Vietnam to support the vision of reaching that nation for Christ. Recent law changes in North Vietnam means that Christians are allowed to worship in churches legally. Church planters will concentrate efforts on single villages to bring the gospel to more in the unreached north of the country. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help keep missions in front of your church each month. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.